Sorry?
Can I tell a story when at work?
Yeah. Anyone wants to say a story? Yeah, I'll come and listen.
The last time I was in Cyprus, and the night before I left, I was speaking with Sheikh Maulana. That's when he gave the message for Sheikh Abdul Karim. And part of the conversation, Sheikh Maulana was asking his people to put together things for me to bring back here. So he asked them to get some olive oil and fruit, I think. And everybody started yelling. They're not yelling. There were like 15 people in the room, women and men, mostly women. Yasak, yasak, meaning it's forbidden that I can't take it back into the United States. So I said to Sheikh Maulana, I said, Sheikh Maulana, but it's at least before that you've covered it up, because I brought some fruit back from Cyprus the previous time and no trouble, and some other things. So I said, Sheikh Maulana, you cover it up. They never even check at the airport. They never even look. You just fill out the forms and you go through. Alhamdulillah. So he told them to give me the olive oil to bring. And it was very simple.
Kim? Yeah.
It was a very simple situation. It wasn't like I was trying to make a big point. It just seemed unusual for me that they were all yelling, Yasak, Yasak. So.
It looks simple. In reality, that's what everyone's ego is. Sheikh Maulana is letting things to happen. We cannot carry that much, so we don't let things to happen. We put barricades. We say, you don't speak, because you know where that is going to lead. Sheikh Maulana lets things to happen completely. Then all those people who's interfering when he said, give some olive oil for this one to take. All those people who's interfering to that matter, 90% of them didn't travel yet. 90% of them didn't enter to this country. But Sheikh Maulana came here hundreds of times. Okay? Traveled the world so many times. They giving ideas to him, saying, yeah, sir. Yeah, he's looking like that. It's okay. Okay, anyway. Those ones that who's interfering, what is interfering there? They are ego. Interfering in front of their, if your chef says take this and go, and if he has submission to your chef, he's going to go. But if you don't have the submission, definitely you'll be in trouble. So many times I said to people, go do this. That is not like that. We never seen. Of course it is. I'm not going to tell you what I did now and to tell you go and do it. So go and do it. Obey the order. Just like that. Look if it's going to work or not. As soon as you put your idea in it, you destroy it. Okay. Do as you like. It's not going to work now. We know that it's not going to work. When your chef says to you, do this. What everyone was saying then, Bahattin jumped a little bit later saying, give. Why is it Bahattin? Doesn't he know too that is against to the laws of the country to enter? But he knows more than that too. He knows that when Sheikh Maulana said, he will put barricade for things for them not to see it. He didn't. Sheikh Maulana didn't interfere. If Sheikh Maulana interferes, he's going to wash them up. He didn't. He says to them, don't say, go bring it. He let that one to speak. Understand? So, that's what's happening. But where's the faith? They're sitting around, chef. No, no, no. That's what he said. Now he says, in the old days, chef says, in the old days, I have 10 people in front of me. When I was giving sohbet to them, we were traveling in different paradises. There's now hundreds here. There's everyone coming here for business and looking for a wife, wife looking for a husband. This is what they're coming here for. And that kind of sohbet I'm making now. He said it through his tongue last week. As the old people are gone. The real ones are gone. Only the people coming here now for their egoistic reasons. Nothing else. And that's kind of sohbet we are giving to them. That drop Sheikh Mevlana's value? No. His value is high and high and high. And those who's connected with him, they are seeing all the time. Doesn't matter. They're not around him anymore. Yeah, he said, they're not gonna be you're not gonna be around me when time comes that times. When you come around, those that they came yesterday, they're not going to let you to come around. This is what's happening today. We lost the faith? No. We know what Chamberlain said. Today's square heads that you take them out from the jungle 3 days ago, they turn around and threatening me with Chamberlain. What is your submission to Chamberlain? If you are submitted to what he's saying now, right now, don't give your philosophy and nonsense. Do you have the hotlines open to hear what he's saying there? Okay. He's not showing nothing anymore. To who? To the ignorant and arrogant ones. To the real ones, he's still showing. I told Jean-Marie I was going to Lefke, he was in our city one time. He says to me, when you coming tomorrow? He says, pass by from the village and get your crazy cousin too and bring him to me. I want him. As you like, Chef, around this time. Long time ago. I came to village. Hussein is in the garden. He's waiting for them to send the water, to give water to the trees, to the orange trees. He has to see them wait. When the water coming in this line, then you have to close it or it's going to the other side. This way water comes into your land. 2 hours or 3 hours, then they cut it from that side, so you cannot get it after that. They send it only 2 times a week. And one day they send daytime, one day they send it nighttime. 2 o'clock in the night, 3 o'clock, it doesn't matter. You have to be there. If you are not there, water came and passed. You didn't close that side and the water to come to your side, you lost. The trees didn't get the water. 1 week, the trees don't get water in Cyprus, they start dying, or they're not going to produce, they're not going to give proper oranges. Orange. So I'm passing by, I came to the, I asked his mother, I stopped at the house, where is Hussein? He said, he's in the garden waiting for the water. So Sheikh Mevlana wants him. Yeah, she didn't think about water. She said, go take him from there. I went there. So Hussein, get ready, we're going to Sheikh Mevlana. He goes to me, I cannot go now. I'm waiting, maybe in 1 hour time, they're going to send the water. I said, doesn't matter. Sheikh Mevlana wants us now. That's more important. We got to go there. So he started joking with his crazy things. He said, what is this old man wants me again? I said, get into the car. So we got into the car. Half hour later, we are in the presence of Sheikh Mevlana. Couple of more people there, from two old people. They know Sheikh Mevlana and Kablo, new one sitting over there, says to me, oh, you came? I say, yes, Sheikh Mevlana, he's coming. He's saying, he came. He kisses him. He says to him, what you doing, idiot? Crazy one? I was waiting, he says, to give water to the trees, and you called me. What is it that you want? It's important, the water. I have to go back. Shemana laughing at him. He took out one paper from his pocket. That time, the borderline, no one can pass through the borders. Almost war going on all the time. Not even presidents, nobody can pass. United Nations having hard time passing through the borders. He gave the prescription to him, saying to him, Ray Hussein, we have this person. He's saying, the old person from that village, Amiran's Mirit, saying, he needs these pills, this medicine that is important, and they don't have it on the Turkish side. So go to the Greek side. Go to a pharmacy, buy this, and bring it here. So he's looking to Sheikh Mevlana. The other ones, they're looking, they think that Sheikh Mevlana is joking. Going to Greek side. He said, okay, so I'm going there, but you gotta do my job. Go, he said, go get the pills and come back. So he left. He has one car, one of the car, you know, you travel with him. That is falling a pieces from everywhere. If the whole world can see that you're passing by, they hear. With that car, he comes to the border. There's a Turkish army waiting. The middle, United Nations. The other side, the Greek army waiting. You have to pass three people. Anyway, he goes. 1.5 hours later, he comes back with the medicine. Those people, when they left, Sheikh Mevlana started talking with somebody and let them to talk. Mevlana is joking around us with us again. A couple other more people came. So what are they saying to go? And they says, I was going to go to Greek side and coming back. They sitting in the present. They're not believing. So we're listening. As I'm hearing, Sheikh Mevlana is sitting over there. He's hearing too. He's not hearing. He's joking with others. Then Hussein comes with the medicines. Riding Greek on it too. Yeah, you got it, Hussein? He says to him, how you did this? Rare old man, he goes to Sheikh Mevlana. Rare old man, you are. Nobody can discover you. I couldn't discover you. He says, Mevlana, he turns around, he talks very nicely after that. Sometimes he makes complete idiotic jokes sometimes. He says, Mevlana, he says, I came to the pass to the other side. He says, you know my garotza, you know, the broken car, is making the whole army to get into alarm. He says, he doesn't have insurance. He doesn't have plates. He doesn't have nothing. He says, the soldier is looking at me. He didn't say nothing, but as soon as I looked at him, I see it in his eyes, you're looking at me and smiling. And he just signed the paper, I passed, I came to United Nations soldier, I look, same thing. I came to Greek side, I went, so I find myself in the Greek side. Yeah. What happened in the pharmacy? He goes to Sheikh Mevlana, what an unusual man you are. The man in the pharmacy was you again. He said, you gave me the pills in my hand and you didn't take money. No money, too. What? Fitting this to where? So many not believing. So many, just on the joke. Ask that person who's going through that border, what is the submission he has? Ask him. With that submission, did he think or he didn't think? Of course he did. So worst comes to worst, they're going to arrest me. I don't care. Soon as he says, Sheikh Mevlana is my protector, he can pass. Don't say, easy. Anyway, submission. That is submission. Then he says to him, well done, job, he's saying. He turned around, he says to Sheikh Mevlana, yeah, he says, what you did? You give water to my trees? He says, you son of a gun. He says, you make me to become a farmer today. He said, go ahead. All your trees are giving more water than is necessary. Don't worry. Cemre ona çok para ne gün. Three hours later, we are turning back. I have to drop him there. I have to go there to see what happened. We went there. You see, the water didn't come to our side yet. They delayed the water. But all the trees that we have, perfectly, giving water. But the water, our share time did not come yet. Yeah, now it's a story. But it's real. The submission was there. No submission today. Today people, share says one word, they say 100 words on top of it. Yeah, that was Sheikh Mevlana. Come on. Sheikh Mevlana is going to keep those secrets with him to the grave? Or he's selling it in the black market? Or he's giving it to his cousins or his children or his son-in-law or the other one? No. He's giving to those who's completely submitting themselves to him. Nobody else. Those who's completely submitting, it's coming to them. Doesn't matter where they are. Yeah. Submission. Not to say, no, that's my share. Yeah, you're claiming. Claiming is something else. Knowing and acting according to that is something else. Fatiha. Yeah.